Here we are, a brand new year and a fresh beginning for each one of us who have life today. I'm glad you're here with me for a new week of discovering who God is at the start of 2018. Tomorrow we will be returning to John chapter 1, but today is such a unique day that I want to take you to the Old Testament book of the Psalms. And there is within the Psalms a phrase that is of great interest to me. Let me give you the words of the psalmist, and then we'll flip around a little bit to see this in several chapters. Here it is. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. I love this. Probably like many of you, when I look back over the course of my life, I have some regret. There are definitely things I would do differently, mistakes I would like to erase, and then sin that I am very grateful God has forgiven through Christ. Then there are skills I would like to have now as an adult that I could have learned as a child, but I lacked the discipline and the drive to do so. One example is to play the piano. My brother and I took lessons, of course. Our mom tried to force us to sit at my aunt's piano and practice on those black and white keys with a foot on the pedal. But we were more interested in sports. As a result, I cannot play anything other than Mary Had a Little Lamb. I cannot even do Heart and Soul, or the Flea Waltz, even Chopsticks, or that one people play with their knuckles, which are all very annoying, by the way. Many Sundays in our church, I've stood nearby the piano and watched a pianist run their fingers across the keys, and I've thought, why didn't I learn to do this? A close second for me is to learn how to sing properly. I guess they go together. The piano and singing are like twins. Music. I still love to sing, and I'm constantly singing in the privacy of my own home or in the shower and moving about here and there. You can ask my wife, and she will tell you that I do sing, and she will likely add how bad it sounds. I'll sing boldly in crowds of people when I am sure my poor voice will be drowned out. But I'd hate to be caught singing out loud when everyone else goes silent. Indeed, what a shame that I did not learn how to read music and sing on key. I'll have to wait for heaven for that gift. And by the way, someone might say, it's not too late. Take some lessons. A New Year's resolution? No. And maybe sometime I'll tell you what my sixth grade music teacher did to me that damaged me for life when it comes to learning how to sing. That's a story for another day. Still, when I come to the Psalms and read, Sing to the Lord a New Song, I'm filled with joy. Let's take these words one at a time. The word sing is rich in joy itself. Often when we sing, we are happy. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. That's a classic. People often sing doing an activity that gives them joy. There's also hope in the word sing. We sing in preparation for the anticipation of what is to come. For example, if we wake up on the morning of a day we're looking forward to, then we will sing. There's a melody in our hearts as we anticipate the goodness of what's coming, so we sing. And again, even if a voice coach would cringe, when we have joy and hope, we couldn't care less what a trained soloist thinks. We sing out of our soul and spirit. Notice also that the psalmist isn't just singing. The singing is done to the Lord. We who believe in the Lord God, we sing to him. He's our audience. Unbelievers sing to each other, but believers sing to God. And I believe God loves it when we sing him a song. That's why singing is such a vital part of our worship, not only on Sundays with the people of God at church, but throughout the week. How many of you Christian people sing in prayer? I'll do that some days. It's just me and the Lord spending time together. As I write my prayers in my journal, I'll hum or sing a tune to go along with the praise of my Lord. This is what the Psalms are, a book of praise music to our God. So we sing to the Lord. And then we sing him a new song. New. This is something we've never sung before, and the reason we sing is because the Lord has acted in our lives in such a way that he gives us a new song. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 3 says, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Psalm 40 verse 3, Yes, we write a melody. We sketch out some words out of a heart of praise and thankfulness to God for what He is doing in our lives. And remember, we all do this, not just professional singer-songwriters. This is a private praise between the Lord and us. When you think about it, every song was at the start a new song. In 1925, Thomas Chisholm wrote, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," about the perseverance of God with us. Picking up on Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 24 in the Bible's Old Testament, he wrote this grand old hymn of our faith. Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 24 says, "The Lord's loving kindnesses never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in Him." Dealing with illness and sickness and tied to his desk as a life insurance agent, Chisholm said this, quote, "My income has not been large at any time due to impaired health in the earlier years, which has followed me until now. Although I must not fail to record here the unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God, and that He has given me many wonderful displays of His providing care, for which I am filled with astonishing gratefulness," end quote. You see, that new song in 1925 came out of a heart of praise and thankfulness to God for how He was providing faithfully for Thomas Chisholm. He called it Providing Care. And the chorus goes like this. "Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." Wow, how many of us can sing that this day out of a heart that is filled with gratefulness to our great and merciful God? At the start of this new year, we know of the faithfulness of God to us. We can eat today. We can dress today. We have at least one other person to talk to today. We are in our right, healthy minds today. We return to a job tomorrow, or we may even be working today. We have a roof over our heads today. We have heat today. Great is God's faithfulness. Returning to the Psalms now, we read, "Sing to the Lord a new song." This sentence, so full of joy and hope, is found repeatedly in the Psalms. Psalm 33 in verse 3 says, "Sing to Him a new song." Psalm 96 and verse 1 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth." Psalm 98 and verse 1 says, "O sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done wonderful things." And Psalm 149 and verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song." Just reading these psalms makes me want to sing. I find myself getting my eyes off of myself and my problems, worries and concerns, and looking up to see God. I am lifting up my head to my Lord and my God at the start of a new year today. With great anticipation, I look to the year 2018 and wonder what these days will have in store for me and also for you. I'd like to invite you to participate in a little exercise before the end of today. Don't worry, this is not physical exercise. Even though you may have promised yourself a visit to the gym today, that can wait till tomorrow, right? Okay, here's what you can do. Grab a hold of a writing device. Certainly, you can use a pen or pencil, but many of you will automatically reach for your phone. Open to your notes and make two columns and write down the following. On the left side column, mark a 2017 and just start listing people, things, events that you're thankful for from last year. You might write, "My wife, my child's graduation, successful surgery, monthly rent was paid on time." Those are just some suggestions to get you thinking, but let your mind wander back over last year. Take some time with this, maybe thinking month by month. And then on the column on the right side, write 2018. Start listing all of the people, things, events, relationships that you're thankful for on this New Year's Day. What are you thankful for right now? Write this down. And then continue your list by jotting down what you're fearful of, worried about, anxious for, as well as anticipating, excited about, really looking forward to in 2018. Take time to do this. Think deeply. Now you will have two lists. Can you turn this list on the left side, 2017, into a new song? Get creative. For example, take what you have written, match it to your favorite melody, and start singing. To add more joy, do this with a family member or friend over coffee or tea. Then sing out your new song of praise and thankfulness to God. Video it and post it to the God Is social sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. God Is, W-E-Z-E. God Is, W-E-Z-E. Use the hashtag God Is. If you don't know what hashtags are, or if you're not on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, don't worry about it. Engage in the little exercise anyway and enjoy it. And this is for all of you. You do not yet have to be following Christ in order to reflect on last year, in order to anticipate this new year, and to write out a song of thankfulness. The psalm says, "Sing to the Lord a new song." And on this first day of 2018, let's do it. And then please come back tomorrow. We're going to plunge back into John's Gospel and the first chapter and meet an important and very interesting character in the Bible who will teach us much about who God is. I look forward to being together with you here at this same time and on this same station tomorrow. Be sure to be back with me on January 2nd, 2018. Thank you for being with me today. I hope that you all have a blessed New Year's Day, and I look forward to being with you every day in 2018, for God is.